You're listening to Public Radio 90 WNMU, and I'm Kurt Hosworth on the phone with a special guest today, part of our arts and culture connection with the Boniface Arts Center in Escanaba, hearing from the Executive Director, Sue Roll. Good to have you back on the line, Sue.
Good to be here.
Yeah, so it is rapidly approaching fall. There are leaves falling everywhere, at least in my front yard. And, you know, we're getting ready for kind of a new season in some ways with exhibits, classes, and events all happening at the Boniface. So maybe we could start by talking a little bit about the exhibits that are on display. And there's also a reminder I think you want to get out there for UP artists.
That's exactly right. Northern Exposure, this is our 26th year that we'll be entering, is an art competition open to all UP artists. And in order to enter that, it is a juried show, so we need applications to us by October 5th, Saturday, October 5th. And then those will be submitted to a juror, and the show itself will open November 7th.
All right, and that's for UP Artists for Northern Exposure. So that's one of the exhibits that's going to be coming up, and again, 26th annual. So that's a pretty great exposure for those artists in the area. And speaking of artists in the area, we also have the art of Christine Sari that's on display, along with a reception down at the Boniface.
Yes, Christine has a display here, an exhibit here called Blossoms in the Dark Winter. She, it's very autobiographical. She has a very interesting life story. She's already had a poetry reading, and on October 3rd, she's going to be having a reception here where she'll be present. People will be able to see her work and interact with her. And then she'll also be hosting a gallery talk, probably talking about her art and how it relates to her life and self-expression. And that's on October 22nd from noon to 1.
And Christine is a good person to talk to in many regards for arts, just has some fascinating stories. So make sure you take a look at Blossoms in the Dark of Winter at the Boniface with that reception on October 3rd. Moving on from there, we have classes that are always happening at the Boniface. What is coming up for the gallery exhibit? There's something that's kind of related to that that's going to be aimed towards kids.
Yes. This is a super fun a gallery exhibit. It's very hands-on, which is kind of unique. It's called Of Both Minds, Engineering Wonders and Artistic Beauty. So think of the domino effect where you push one domino and so many fall down, and marbles down a ramp, and levers and fulcrums. It's all, think of the mousetrap game you played as a child. Mm-hmm. So we have a machines class on October 19th and 20th for grades 5 through 12. And students will be making these kind of Rube Goldberg machines. They'll be making these machines and learning how to do tubes and levers and marbles and dominoes and all kinds of things. It's a two-part class. They come in on Saturday. We have two different times. And they'll come in and create their machine. And Sunday's kind of the match-off where they'll all get back together again and have a fun time, you know, seeing who's works and who's fastest and learning from each other. There's also a toddler through fourth grade class on Sunday as well. So they'll be playing with the mousetrap game itself and fun stuff with marbles and dominoes and easy to understand things.
That's so wonderful. Yeah.
It is. The engineer in me just kind of gets all geeky inside.
I'm just thinking you'll have to maybe pull me away from one of those exhibits. It sounds like a lot of fun.
Oh. It is.
Well, so that's something that's for all ages, but especially helps out for the children as well. But we have some classes that also work towards maybe the adult mind a little bit more with barn quilt design, with looking at different patterns and also encaustic art. What can we say about those today?
Well, right now, you might be driving by in the countryside, or if you drive by the UP State Fairgrounds in Escanaba, you'll look on the barn and there's like a quilt pattern. That's become a very popular thing for folks to do, and we invite folks to sign up for that class. It's on October 9th, but you need to sign up about a week ahead of time, because what you'll do is pick out a barn quilt pattern or a quilt pattern you like, send it off to the instructors, and they will create the pattern for you to paint in the class.
Wow.
These people we brought them back because they are very popular. People really enjoy it. It just needs a little bit of prep. The hard job of picking out which pattern you like best and then getting that off to them. So we encourage folks to look at BonifaceArts.com or give us a call here at the Boniface, and we'll get you signed up.
Yeah, that sounds like a great way to personalize some art and, you know, just kind of work on that collaboration side of things, too, and really make something unique that way. And along that, with that, there's also another form of art that's being celebrated there, encaustic art, with, I think, painting with colored wax, right?
Exactly. It's ages old. So far, I think they've traced it back to the Egyptians. But colored warm wax is layered and layered on to create either something abstract or I've often seen a hill scene or an outdoor scene done in a nature landscape. April South Olson is an award-winning artist with this style, with this technique. She's done it for years and does an amazing job at it. So there's a lot to learn. She's fun to have around and easy to learn from. So that class will be a lovely, enjoyable evening.
And when does that one take place?
I'm looking that up right now.
Okay.
That's on October 30th. Sorry about that. From 6 to 8 p.m.
All right. And, you know, along with that, not to say that everything that we've had so far isn't an event in itself. You know, you've got different events that have to do with exhibits and classes, but you also have more, you know, kind of things that you want to mark on your calendar, events that are maybe a little bit larger in scope. There's, you know, a night of magic that's coming up. And also, I understand a new Players de Nacht performance coming up, too. So maybe we want to talk about the night of magic and wizardry that's coming back.
Yep, on Saturday, October 26th, the last Saturday in October, at 6 p.m., we open our doors as Wolfsbane School of Magic and Wizardry. It's a sister school to Hogwarts. So the night is meant to be interactive and fun. It's kind of almost like participating in live theater. So this 1937 building gets transformed, and it is a very fun evening. Little Quidditch in there. You can find a wand that finds you, actually. And it's an enjoyable night among other people who love all things Harry Potter.
That sounds like a great time. And, you know, you mentioned kind of the live theater side of things. Maybe it's less pressure on the performers, so to speak, who walk in the door. You get to kind of become part of that. It sounds really, really cool.
Yep. To whatever extent you're comfortable. If you want to just walk in and observe, just do that. If you want to take on a role or a character, go for it.
Awesome. And tickets for that can be found online at bonifacearts.org, or if you stop into the Boniface, you can pick up tickets that way as well. And speaking of theater, we were talking about the Players de Nacht a little bit. They have a new show coming out in the beginning of October.
Yep, the first of their season. It's called Jake's Women. It's written by Neil Simon, you know, who's kind of a master of comedy.
Classic, yeah.
Yep, and that opens on October 4th. And for those people who've gone to Players Productions before, you need to know that this is not an 8 o'clock play anymore. It is a 7:30 play.
Hmm.
So the start time is moved up. But this show is actually hilarious. Jake is a novelist who is much better at relationships with women in his mind than he is with them in real life. this is a story about some of his marital issues, his relationship with his daughter and his sister. So it's an interesting play, and it's I can tell you, it's very funny.
And if I know, you know, the few Neil Simon plays that I've seen, they're easily relatable to many people as well, especially with that description there, too. So,
absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. Well, just a reminder, we've been speaking with Sue Roll. She's the executive director at the Boniface Arts Center in Escanaba. And you can head to bonifacearts.org for all this information and more. You can also look them up on Facebook. Sue, is there anything we've missed today or anything else you'd like to add?
I did fail to mention that on that opening night on October 4th, we have a program here called On 7th and Ludington. So if you want to come to town a little early, you can have dinner at Hereford and Hops. They have a small discount for folks coming in for the show. And then come on over to the Boniface to look at the gallery. We'll keep it open late. And then you wander over to Players and see their show. So you can do a kind of a very lovely, relaxing evening all on one street corner.
Yeah, and then with that final reminder, just to make sure people have that in their calendars, that the show will start at 7:30 instead of 8. just to make sure they have their itinerary all set.
Exactly.
But still, sounds like a great way to make an evening, a nice full evening for, you know, friends, family, whoever it is. So, well, Sue, thank you so much for taking some time again to tell us what's happening in Escanaba at the Boniface Arts Center.
Thank you, Kurt.